Adam Mad Dog McDougall, the health hacker, just chatting to you off air, Mad Dog, about how I prepare mentally for my second amateur AFL match. Now, one thing I didn't bring up with you is the physical toll that it's had. Unfortunately, I am run down with a very sketchy injury and still a question mark into round two. Blisters on the back of my heels. Have any of your teammates ever had bad blisters and couldn't play a game?
Mate, they haven't not played, but I can assure you that any young lass out there that's been to the races and had too many shandies can attest that's probably the only thing that takes the edge off bad blisters. So, they are quite a bad injury. And, it's usually these superficial injuries like, when you cut your little finger or, have a blister on your heel. And the reason they're so painful, without going off topic today, is the fact that you've got more nerve sensors in these parts of the body where these micro injuries happen. However, they seem as bad as actually losing your foot because of the pain sensors.
It's a horrible position for me to be in. New guy on the team wanting to come across as macho, but then, hey, coach, I think I'm coming down with blisters. Give us a rest. They're bloody painful, though.
Oh, awful. Absolutely disgraceful injury.
Let's transition from my toes to lactose. Ooh. Lactose, dairy. You hear a lot about dairy in this day and age. Is dairy good for me? Is it bad for me? Because I love yogurt, but when I have too much of it, I diarrhea everywhere.
Well, look, the reality is lactose is just a simple carbohydrate that's found in dairy products. That's the form of carbohydrate that is produced from dairy products. And, the reality is 75% of us don't carry the enzyme, which is lactase, to actually break lactose down. So it's not uncommon for a lot of people to actually suffer from somewhat of a lactose intolerance problem, because when you consider human evolution, we've only really started eating lactose-based foods in the last couple of thousands of years. And then you consider also the fact that we're the only animal in the animal kingdom that actually drinks milk as adults. So once, any other animal is a baby, they'll drink the mother's milk. And we also, for a double whammy, which makes it harder to digest, is the fact that we're the only animal that drinks milk from another animal.
Yeah, it's not our milk.
You like them apples. So, it's not really something that you could argue that's, genetically in line with the way that we evolved. However, the problem is that dairy has so many benefits. When you consider an Australian study done a couple of years ago where they, took two groups of people and put one on a dairy-based diet and another without dairy, and their reduce of heart disease actually, went down by nearly 70%, which is incredible. And then you look at, things like type 2 diabetes, where they've done research around people that intake dairy into their diets. That reduced that by nearly 62%. Then you look at weight management. So weight loss, for example, time and time again, particularly gut fat has been proven to really be knocked over by dairy. So, it's got so many health benefits for us if you can tolerate it. This is the key.
And it's pretty simple, right, to have a test of whether you can tolerate lactose or not. So say you were in that 25% that can tolerate it. So what even actually is lactose and the benefits of lactose itself? So I always just buy lactose-free cheese at the supermarket because I'm just like, well, what has lactose ever done for me? But is there actual benefits if you can handle lactose itself, dairy aside?
No benefit in the lactose. As I said, it's just a simple sugar that's a byproduct of the dairy product itself. So the reality is that lactose free is a great option. And look, let's remember, not all dairy products are high in lactose. So, you've got your fermented dairy products like your kefir, which I'm a big fan of for gut bacteria and probiotic benefits. Then you've obviously got different cheeses, cottage cheeses and protein powders. And there's a number of products out there that you can find that are really low in lactose. So, and these build muscle and, help you lose fat. So, and even if you are, like I said to you before, one of these people that are lactose intolerant, there's plenty of other options like you attested to as well. Just try it. That's the best thing. There's no one perfect diet. There's no one good or bad food. It's just what works for you on an individual level. And anyone that says, this is the best diet or you should or shouldn't eat this product because of certain reasons are just full of BS.
I shall now be the man who looks like an idiot carrying a red Hessian bag of Baby Bells back to the self-serve checkout. Baby Bells are back, boys. Bring back the Baby Bells. On with the cheesy dreams, the milk farts and the yogurt shits, I say. Experiment and get that good old dairy into you. Maybe have a test to see how much lactose you can handle. And if not, well, lactose isn't bringing too much to the table anyway. Just those lactose-free options there as well. Pleasure as always. Adam Mad Dog McDougall, the Listener app has all your podcasts on it. The Health Hacker, plenty more hacks for your health.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great week.